Okay. Now, remember, we're having Mass coming up, so no more eating. We're going to have Mass at, we got maybe about 15 more minutes to munch something down, and then we'll have Holy Mass. Okay, so we're on page one. We're three pages behind where we're supposed to be. Somebody got gabbing. Okay. So volume 17, 2825. I pressed him to myself, and I kissed the wounds of his hands, and how embittered they were because of my of many words works, and even the holy, which do not have their origin in the divine will of God. Okay, so what Luis is saying here is many saints kissed Jesus' hands. Okay, many saints did holy works. Okay. But they were not done in the divine will. Okay, so Luisa is repairing and redoing in the name of everyone and everything. And I squeezed them between my hands, and Jesus let me do everything. Even more, he wanted it. See, this is not even our will. And so I did the same with the other wounds to the extent that he remained with me for almost the whole morning. Finally, before leaving me, he told me, "My daughter, you soothe me. I feel my bones in place. But do you know who can soothe me and reunite my dislocated bones? Luisa, and the souls linked to Luisa, the one who lets my divine will reign within herself. When the soul puts her human will aside, giving it not even one act of life, my holy divine will acts as master in the souls. It reigns and it commands and it rules. It is as if it were its own home, in its own home. That is in my celestial fatherland." See, heaven is now beginning in the soul. Heaven is on earth. So being at home, I, God, act as the master. I, God, dispose. I, God, give of my own, because since this is my divine will dwelling, I, God, can place in it whatever I, God, want to make of it what I, God, want. And that, and I receive the greatest honor, the greatest glory that the creature can give to me. So here, we want to give God everything. We want to adore him and love him and praise him and thank him. We want to glorify him and worship him because he deserves it. When we go in and we genuflect on our knee, it's not just to bounce off our knee. It's to say, "You are my Lord and my Master, my King and my Savior. You're my God, you're my all. And I love you and I adore you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you." That's what a genuflect is. It's not boink off the knee. It's when you bless yourself with holy water. It's not Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Man. It's Lord God, bless me in the name of the Father. Bless me in the name of the Son. Bless me in the name of the Holy Spirit. See, we want God to reign. You know, our whole being is of God. Now, for example, our intellect is our... Everybody point to where their intellect is. Okay, everybody point to where their heart is. Everybody point to where their soul is. No? The soul is where the body is conceived. The soul is your stomach. That's why when Judas, when he hung himself, his bowels were split asunder. His soul was gone. See, your soul is where you are conceived. You know, so our whole body is body blood. Our whole body is important to God. And that's why, you know, during the Middle Ages, when they would be killed, they would debowel them. It's just to say, basically, we're taking your soul from you. You know, so again, our whole being is very, very important. And God wants us to recognize him reigning in us. You know, God is so good. Okay, so what it says here is, when the soul puts her human will aside, not giving it even one act of life, I will never eat ice cream in my human will again. I'll eat plenty of ice cream in the divine will. See how much fun that is? I will never. See, and it's so when we put on the cross our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, when that is crucified with Christ, the consequences of that is peace, joy, and happiness. So, like Sister Mary Catherine, who's now Mother Gabrielle of the Daughters of the Divine Will, what she says is, No one knew what sisters were reading the divine will. The sisters that were happy were the sisters reading the divine will. The sisters that were miserable, I shouldn't say that, not publicly. The sisters that were not happy were not reading the divine will because all they had was their human will. So you can't be happy with your human will. I mean, it's always agitated. It's misery. It's the thing when you read the divine will, it's the thing that causes us grief. But when we live in God's holy divine will, my divine will acts as master of the soul. It reigns, it commands, it rules as if it were in its own home, that is, in heaven. So being at home, Jesus, act as the master. I dispose, I give my own because this is my dwelling, because I can place in it whatever I, God, want and make of it whatever I, God, want and receive the greatest honor and glory that the creature can give me. So we want to live this life. Okay, how do you live this life? By reading the book of heaven. It's the word of God, Jesus Christ, dictated these words to Louisa. These words, as you read them, transform you. But why? Because it's Jesus speaking to you. He knew from the beginning of time who the souls would be who would be reading this. And he knew that whatever you need, open up the book and watch what Jesus will do. He wants to transform us. On the other hand, one who wants to do her own human will, she herself acts as master, she disposes, she commands, and my divine will remains like a poor stranger, neglected, and at the occurrence, even despised. I would want to give of my own, but I cannot because the human will does not want to give me its place. Even in holy things, it wants to be the leader, and I can place nothing from my own. How uncomfortable I feel in the soul who makes her own human will reign. See, God wants, he wants to be Lord. You know, he is, I remember, like I told you before, I remember the first time I listened to the radio in my car, and I said to Jesus, you listen in my listen, you hear in my hearing. And Jesus was ecstatic, because it was the first time I let him hear in my hearing. See, he wants to be Lord, but he will not interfere with your freedom. See, the more that you can surrender, the more that you can be docile, the more that you can be submissive, the quicker God can reign. Volume 19, 3, 14, 26, I continue to dissolve myself in the holy divine will. See, again, that drop of nothing in the chalice filled with wine to dissolve into God. And I would like to embrace everything. I would like to embrace everyone to be able to bring everything to my God as if it were my own things to given to me by God himself as gift. And in order to give him, Jesus, to everyone for each created thing, a little word of love, and I thank you, and I bless you, I adore you, and my always lovable Jesus came out from my interior. And with his omnipotent fiat, he called the whole of creation in order to place it on my lap, to give it to me as gift. With tenderness, with all love, he told me, my daughter, all of this is yours. See, that's what God's going to do. For the one who must, see, this is the other thing. We are the ones who must live in the divine will if we're linked to Louisa. We must live in the divine will. See, this is, why are we alive today? Why were we baptized Catholics? Why did we go through everything in our life? Is to get to this point of saying fiat. He says, everything that which came out from my divine will and which my divine will preserves and possesses must be fully hers by right. See, this gift is so magnificent. This gift is so powerful that as you let God reign in you, you're going to be astonished, astounded of what God is going to be doing. And all that we say is fiat. Let it be done. Jesus says, when he hears the soul fiat, he goes into ecstasy. Now, it was my omnipotent fiat that extended the heavens and studded them with stars. It was my fiat that called the light to life and created the sun, as well as all the other created things. It was my fiat that remained inside the creation as triumphant, dominating, and preserving life. Now, Louisa and the souls linked to us, Louisa, that's us, The one who has won the divine will has won the whole of creation, even God himself. Therefore, by right of justice, Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa must possess all that my holy divine will possesses. See, that's why St. Louis de Montfort says, in the end, they'll be the finest, they'll be the greatest saints ever in the history of the world. And it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. And when you read St. Louis de Montfort, I remember I was in Paris, I was sitting on a curb reading The Secret of Mary, and the beginning of it says, "O predestined soul." I went, we are predestined by God to live this life. We are predestined by God to possess this life. It is not predestination. But this is why we are alive today. See, Jesus says, "I've saved the best for last." Even though the times are the worst, God is going to have the greatest saints ever. And it's nothing that they have done, as St. Louis de Montfort says, but what God has done for them. So he says very, very clearly, "Therefore, it is by right of justice that she must possess all that my divine will possesses. More so, since the creation is mute for its creator, I, God, made it mute because Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa, the ones to whom I was to give this great gift to, who was to live in my divine will, would herself have the speech in all created things, so that all things made by me, triune God, might be speaking, not mute." So we say, "I adore you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you for every leaf on a tree, not only for that leaf, but for all the leaves that have ever existed from the beginning of time to the end of time." Now what's that? That's an explosion of I love yous to God. But not only that, but for every person who ever existed, for every heartbeat, for every breath, for every step, for every blink, for every swallow, everything that we think, say, and do, I give you, I adore you, love you, praise you, thank you, bless you, worship you. This is what the round is about. To be in union with everyone and everything. This explosion of I love yous is so powerful that it's going to drive Lucifer to hell. He has to leave the earth. Do you see how powerful this is? Do you see why the devil does not want you to read the divine will? Because it conquers him. Jesus conquered him on the cross, but he's still around. Jesus defeated him on the cross, but he's still around. Now Jesus is saying, "I'm going to use my children to force him out with another woman in the lead." So here we have Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, now with a newborn, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, who are also little children of the most holy divine will. And it looks like we're doing nothing, yet in reality, we're doing everything. So as you're reading in your home, as you're reading in church, as you're studying this, the world is changing. The whole world is changing. Why? If you are giving your I love you for every leaf on a tree, for every blade of grass, for every grain of sand, and all these I love yous are going to the throne of God, the world cannot stay the same. Just like when the Holy Father said on Pentecost Sunday, "Vene Creator Spiritus, come Holy Spirit, may the fire of God consume the earth." That's why Jesus says, "How I wish it were ablaze." See, this fire, we're calling the fire down. That's our job. And the world will never, ever be the same. It can't be the same. Our Lord loves us very, very much. And he is using us in a way that he's never used the saints. He's using us in a way because, now, number one, he can't find anybody else. We're not that important. We're like I've said before, we're at the bottom of the barrel. And if you've ever seen fruit at the bottom of the barrel, it's not very nice looking. It's crushed and mushed and it's a mess. That's us. That's our life. Yet God wants to use us to confound the wise, confound the strong. And who are the wise and the strong? It's the demons. The demons, they think they know what they're doing. but they're completely wrong. See, Jesus says, I am going to wage war against mankind, but it's not a war of blood, it's a war of love, and mankind will not be able to turn me away again. See, the job that God has given us, we are called to be warriors. We're called to fight to the death. And it's fighting with love. And the devil can't conquer that. He can't destroy it. See, what's coming is it's going to be very, very tough on the earth, because the devil is going to try to kill as many people as he possibly can so that they can't get to heaven. This is why God gave us divine mercy. Remember what our Lord said to St. Faustina in 1933. This is the final devotion I'm giving to my church before I return. Divine mercy. And that's why when we do the Divine Mercy Novena, I mean, never before in the history of the church do we do a novena and be free of sin, even temporal punishment due to sin. That's never happened. And this is what's coming. God is freeing us from sin with extraordinary devotion to prepare us for the greatest gift, the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, Luisa Picaretta in the divine will. The first, the newborn, the firstborn, who we are linked to, and then we possess everything that Luisa possesses. So he says, so you, Luisa, will be the voice of the heavens. We, with Luisa, are the voice of the heavens. I adore you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. Once you get the round book, and I would teach the round book to the children. The children are the powerful prayers. Once they start praying the round book, watch what's going to happen. The devil's going to be panicking, because he knows his kingdom is lost. Why? Because the children are praying the way Adam prayed before he fell. The children are praying like Jesus and Mary prayed. And he's saying now it's not one or two, it's thousands upon thousands that are praying. Now the round book will be in PDF file, so you can download it and just print it up yourself if you like. Or you can order one, whatever you want to do. You can go to Kinko's, or you can go to Ups, I think that's where, or Staples and have it printed up for you. See, the Archbishop said, I don't want these things published. Okay, why? He didn't know who was publishing number one. And a lot of people made a lot of money off of this. As a matter of fact, another miracle just happened. Somebody discovered another 10,000 books in their garage out of the blue. They just appeared there. And they're making money. That's sad. The Archbishop says, but I have these, and I can give them to you. You know, sometimes we ask just money for the paper. But I don't want to make a profit on this. These aren't my books. Jesus says, if you have these books, I myself as Lord have given you these books. Jesus has done that. So as you read them, as you study them, and as you pray them, I remember one guy, he said to me, Father, what should I be doing now? I said, are you serious? And he goes, yeah, what should I be doing now? I said, are you really serious? He goes, yeah, what should I be? I said, let's read all 36 volumes. He goes, well, I don't know if I can do that. I said, well, then you're not serious. So he says, okay, I'll read. He read 1 through 10, which is the divine mirror, which how to become a saint, which you have to read and you have to know how to become a saint, a divine mirror of Jesus. Then he started reading 11 through 19, and he says, this is phenomenal. It's how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Then he started reading 20 through 36, and each book he says, I'm in orbit. He says, I've launched off the earth. He says, this is phenomenal what this is. This is so amazing. And he finished the 36 volumes and God gave him an assignment to do. I'll tell you, he says, I would not be ready for the assignment if I did not read these volumes. And now he's reading them again. And that's what you do. As you read them, as you read them again, as you read them again, God is expanding your capacity for this great gift of the divine will. Now, there's many ways. We have the Echo Book, which are the prayers of Louisa. You have the calendar. So if you read the calendar every day, you've read all 36 volumes in 1 year. You have the volumes. And again, we have a great translator. As a matter of fact, she's going to be translating for Father Bucci in October. Marina. She lives near Corrado. She lived 45 minutes from Corrado. She studied at Harvard. And she knows the dialect. She said when she reads Louisa, she hears her grandmother speaking to her because it's the same dialect. See, most people, when they translate from a Roman dialect, which is not the dialect of Corrado. And it's the same thing. A lot of the people translated, this is how it happened for the French, which was very sad. They translated from Italian to Spanish, Spanish to English, English to French. So it's a very poor translation. Because it's, you know, you got to get it right from Italian. What does it say right to French? And so that's why the Archbishop says, you know, I don't want these published. And but with this translation, and they really belong to Father Bucci, you can read them. And if you have a question, go to a priest. And that's how you can get a priest involved. Give every priest you know who is open to this, the Hours of the Passion and the Virgin Mary, and let them read it. Let them read it. And then if you have a question, say, Father, what does this mean? And let them tell you. And most of it will be negative at first until he starts reading it. And it goes, well, it really didn't mean that. It means this. And then he goes, well, it really didn't mean that. It meant this. And then all of a sudden, he's on fire with it. The priests, and it takes time. It's a seed that's planted in the ground and takes a number of years for it to grow. And then it takes a number of years for it to produce fruit. But since the time is short, those that begin reading now have what people have been reading 30 years ago learned. I mean, all of a sudden, what took them 30 years to know, the people that start reading now have that understanding. It all depends on their docility. It all depends on their desire. So don't be afraid to read. I want to hear what Jesus is telling you. I have one aspect of what this great gift is. But everyone in this room, like for example, when I say red, think of an object, a red object. Everybody's thinking of a red object. But it's a different shade of red. It's a different color red. Now, what kind of object are you thinking? Somebody thinking a fire truck, okay? But it's a different position that the fire truck is in. You know, it's a different. Every one of us has a unique understanding, and God wants that all together. So when we pray in the divine will, we're praying in the name of everyone and everything with all their uniqueness, all their specialties. Especially, you know, it's if you're a doctor, a lawyer, if you're a fireman, if you're a policeman, you have a different understanding of life. And this is what God loves. So I love to hear what people tell me. Well, when I was reading this, this is what God showed me. Well, wow, this is spectacular. I never thought of that. See, it's this is why when the theologians start getting into this, it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be great because they're going to see things that I will never see. But they're going to understand things that I want to know. I want to possess. So as you're reading this, don't be afraid. Let the Lord have his way with you. I had one girl in my prayer group. I said that to her. I said, God has to have his way with you. She says, that sounds filthy. And she quit the group. And I went, God wants his way. He wants to be Lord of your life. You know, some people say, well, I don't like the way that Jesus kisses Louisa and Louisa kisses Jesus. Well, have you ever had a little baby and you kiss the little baby? Is that disgusting or what? It's beautiful. A little child kissing the father kissing his daughter. This is not romantic. It's love. And this is the life of Louisa. It's such a beautiful life. That God is asking us. And that's why he says, Louisa, you must or will be the voice of heaven, and you will echo from one point to another. It will make your word heard, which resounding through the whole of celestial atmosphere will say, I love, I glorify, I adore, I worship, I praise my Creator. And you will be the voice of each star. You will be the voice of the sun. You will be the voice of the wind. You will be the voice of the thunder. You will be the voice of the sea. You will be the voice of the plants. You will be the voice of the mountains. You will be the voice of everything, repeating continuously, I love you, I bless you, I adore you, I glorify, I thank the one who created us. That's the rounds. That's what we're going to be praying with the rounds book. Now, it does not take the place of divine office. It's in a similar manner of morning, noon, and evening prayer. You have morning prayer, mid-morning, noon, mid-afternoon, evening prayer, night prayer. Okay? It doesn't take the place of the divine office. But what's going to happen with those that can pray, you'll be in ecstasy. Those that can pray, you will be filled with the peace, the joy, the happiness, the love of God. Because this is what you're going to be doing. You're going to be the voice of everyone and everything. So when you say to God, the church understands this. When a person sits in front of the Blessed Sacrament, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, you represent all mankind. And when you say, I love you, it's not just for you, but it's for your family. It's for your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. Not only them, but for every person that is on earth. Not only for them, but for every person that ever existed. Not only for them, but for every person that will ever exist. You represent all mankind in front of the Blessed Sacrament. That's why Eucharistic adoration is so important. Okay, now when you're home, away from the Lord, what's going to happen is you're going to be doing things that are all of heaven is going to rejoice in. For example, when we receive Holy Communion, when we receive that host, that body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ, when Christ enters into our heart, mind, soul, body, what happens? For that 15 minutes, you are in communion with God. That's why Holy Mass ends. And it's not a time for fellowship. It's a time for communion with God. That's why there's silence, or should be silence. You go to the churches in Italy, the doors you enter into the church, it says, silencio, silence. Unfortunately, we've lost that, but it's coming back. To be in communion with God. Why? Until the host dissolves, then the real presence of Jesus, if you want to say, is gone. In a mystical way, it's gone. What the divine will is to receive a perennial communion with God, never to end. So what happens? Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. He was in a perennial communion with God. So the Holy Church is getting us ready for this perennial communion. And as you begin to live this communion with God, perennial communion with God, you adore God, love God, praise God, thank God, glorify God, worship God in a way that no saint ever possessed. Adam had it. Jesus and Mary had it. They breathed this life into Louisa. And if we're linked to Louisa, we also possess it. Again, your prayer life is going to change. Your prayer life is going to be, as Saint Francis said, if your prayer life is not joyful, you're not praying. It's a peace, a joy, a happiness that all your worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin wash off you like water off a duck. It's not there. It's gone. Great sins that you have had in your life, habitual sins, disappear. Because God is freeing His children. He saved the best for last. This gift of the divine will is spectacular. It's going to free you to really become a child of God. So Jesus says, how beautiful will the voice of my newborn and the children linked to Louisa of my divine will be, this little daughter of my divine volition, in all things. It will render the whole of creation speaking All of creation will be more beautiful than if God had given it the use of the word, if everyone could speak. I love you, Louisa. I love you so much that I, God, want to hear your voice in the sun, loving, adoring, and glorifying. I want to hear your voice in the celestial spheres, in the murmuring of the sea, in the darting of the fish, in the birds that sing and warbles, in the lamb that bleats, in the turtle doves that moan. I want to hear you, Louisa, everywhere. And it's the same thing with us. God wants to hear us linked to Louisa. So it's not just, I love you, God, my little puny soul. It's, I love you, God, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. That's an explosion of I love yous. Okay, what's come from heaven to earth, Jesus saying, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, now is going back to God. And I love you for all that you have done. It's why did God make us breathe in and breathe out? We breathe in the I love you and we breathe out the I love you. It's always, yes, fill me with your love. And Lord, I give you back your love. It's the blood going into your heart. Fill me with your love. And your heart pumps the blood out. And I give you back your love. It's the step. It's the water coming from the ocean. It's the waves. It's I love you. No, I love you. I love you. It's a competition with God. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's what the rounds are about. And as you begin to live this I love you, the world changes. The kingdom is being established. He says, I would not be content if in all created things in which the divine will has first place, I did not hear the voice of my little newborn who, rendering the whole creation speaking, gives me, God, back the love for love. It's love for love, glory for glory, adoration for adoration, for each and created thing by me. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive. And that's what he says to us. Remember the Byzantine church, be attentive, be attentive. Be attentive to what you're doing. Why are you washing the dishes? For every bubble, I love you. Every bubble in this sink, I love you. Not only for this, but these bubbles, but for all the bubbles that ever existed. I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. See, it's for every dish that was washed, for every dish that was broken, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. It's why are you doing what you're doing? Be attentive. It's for love of God. He says, be attentive. I have given you much, and much do I, God, want back. Your mission is great. And that's what he says to us. Why you are alive today is because your mission is great. It is most important to the Lord. More important than all the saints' missions combined. See, Jesus says to Louisa, you become the feet of the apostles. You become the voice of the preachers. You become the hands of the healers. You become everything that has happened before in you. You're going to have the strength of Samson. You're going to have the wisdom of Solomon. Why? Because this is the last gift, the greatest gift. And what the saints have had before us, now you're going to have all of it. See, don't limit God. Don't limit to what God is going to do. But you have to learn what he wants you to do by reading the book of heaven. This is what Adam should have taught his children. And since he lost the divine will, Jesus, the new Adam, is teaching this to his newborn. And now to us through her. You cannot believe what God has got planned. It's beyond your imagining. You've been chosen by God. Your mission is great. It is the life of my divine will that must be carried out in you, which embraces everything and possesses everything. So it's, you know, a lot of people say, well, God really doesn't want me to have that. God really, you know. No, God wants you to have everything. Now is the time for everything. This is the time when God is going to produce his greatest miracle. never before seen. What is it about? It's the gift of gifts. It's the prodigy of prodigies. Luisa Picaretta and this great gift of the divine will. Volume 19, 6, 15, 26. My daughter, the triumph of my divine will is connected with creation and with the redemption. It can be called one single triumph. Since a woman was the cause of the ruin of man, it was a virgin woman that after 4,000 years, letting my humanity united to the eternal word be born of her, provided the remedy for the ruin of fallen man. Now that the remedy is for man is formed, is my divine will alone to be left without its full completion? While it has prime act in both creation and redemption? This is why, after 2,000 years more, we have chosen another virgin as the triumph and the fulfillment of our divine will, forming its kingdom in your soul, Luisa, and making itself known with this divine knowledge. This is in the book of heaven. My divine will has given you its hand to raise you to living in the unity of its light, so that you, Luisa, and those linked to Luisa will form your life in it, and the divine will may form its life in you. So here, Luisa is not equal to the Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother is Mother and Queen of Heaven and Earth. So don't ever say that she is. Luisa is the little newborn. She is the one that Jesus and Mary have breathed this life into. She's going to begin her life where Adam left off his life. See, it's going to be spectacular. What's coming is the renovation of the face of the earth. That's why we pray that prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics, enkindle in us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your spirit that was breathed into Luisa. Send forth your spirit, and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will transform the face of the earth through us. See, it's the renovation of the face of the earth. Everything's going to be repaired. Everything's going to be redone. To the point that it will look as if Adam never sinned. That's the repair. When Jesus says to Luisa, when a child falls down into well, the parents are upset. The child's broken and bleeding at the bottom of the well. And when the parents redeem the child, bring the child up, it's still broken and bleeding. And the parents are not happy yet until the child is healed and restored to the way it was before it fell. That's what they did with Luisa. That's why God had to reform Luisa. He had to set all the bones that were broken. He had to heal all the wounds that were there. A major surgery. So this is why volume one is hard to read. Because God crushes this little newborn. He crushes her. Why? Just like clay, to reform her. So a lot of people, when they read volume one, they get very disturbed. Why would a God do this to a little girl? But he was reforming her into a new creation. And this is what. And so we're not going to go through what Luisa went through, because Jesus asks us to embrace what she has done so that you can possess it. That's why with the mystical marriage, we embrace Luisa and we go out and buy ourselves the ring. And we say, Lord, I accept your proposal. I want to be married to you. I want you to be my spouse. And you wear the ring. You know, it's very, very important. You don't have to wear it on your hand. You can wear it around your neck. But it's to say to God that it's yours. You accept this proposal. And it's the same thing with here. He says, I want you, your mission is great. I want you to embrace everything and everyone, past, present, and future. Volume 19, 6, 15, 26. My daughter, the triumph of my divine will is connected with creation and with redemption. It could be called one single triumph. And since we read that. Since a woman was the cause, where are we? And what? Okay, thank you. I had to read all that. Okay. and having formed its divinity in you, it forms the connection through which to communicate its dominion to the other creatures. See, this is us. And just as it descended into the womb of the Immaculate Virgin, the Word did not remain in it for her alone, but I formed the connection and the communication for the creatures, and I gave myself to everyone as a remedy for everyone. The same will happen with you, Louisa. Having formed its kingdom in you, Louisa, the Supreme Volition forms and communicate the communications to make itself known to all creatures. And see, everybody's going to know Louisa, as St. Padre Pio said. Everything that I have told you about the divine will, the knowledges that I have given you, the way and the how of living in my divine will, making known to you, Louisa, how it wants, how it yearns for man to return to it, into its arms, and to enter once again into the origin and the of the eternal will from which he came, are all the ways, all ways of communication, of bonds of love, of transmission, of light, a breeze to make them breathe the air of my divine will, and therefore disinfect the air of the human will, and a mighty wind, this is the Holy Spirit coming, to conquer and uproot the most rebellious wills. So is your family in trouble? Jesus says, you do what I want and I'll take care of your family. You do what I want and I'll do what you want. Is your neighborhood in trouble? Is your town in trouble? Is your country in trouble? Is the world in trouble? Jesus says, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. So how is the world going to be transformed? By the souls living in the divine will. What are you going to do? It looks like you're doing nothing. You're sitting down reading a book, but you're doing everything. The world is being transmuted. Not even transformed. Jesus says that's the gift that he wants to give us, is transmutation. I'll tell you about that a little later. Each knowledge I, God, have given you, Louisa, about my divine will contains a creative power, and everything in letting these knowledges out, because the power that they contain will know how to breathe its way into hearts, to submit them to the dominion, to its dominion. Did the same perhaps not happen in redemption? As long as I remained with my mama in the hidden life of Nazareth, everything was silent around me. Although this hiddenness was mine, together with the celestial queen, served in an admirable way to form the substance of the redemption, and so that I might announce myself as already being present in their midst. But when its first fruits communicated themselves to the people, to the midst of the people, when I went out in public, when, again, Our Lady said to him, you know, they're out of wine. So what does Jesus do? First time in public, he produces 150 gallons of wine. Now, he wants us to party. I mean, there's no question. He wants us to have a wedding feast like you can't believe. And I spoke to them with the power of my creative word. And as I did, all that I did and said, spread and keep spreading, still now and in the midst of the creatures, then the fruits of the redemption have their effects and still do. Indeed, my daughter, if no one had known that had come upon earth, redemption would have had some of something dead without effects of creature. So knowledge gave life to its fruits. So that's what he wants. He wants us to know this. He wants us to possess this. And that's why we're here. We're here because God, the Holy Spirit, is going to work very, very powerfully. At Holy Mass, when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, and we enter into communion with him, anything you ask Jesus, he will do for you in the divine will. Anything. He says, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. It's not, I'll do anything, but don't you dare ask for a washing machine. He says, ask anything. I mean, there was no limit. Well, I can't ask God for a washing machine. No, you can ask God for anything. Ask, believe that you receive it, and it is yours. But then he says, but how much more will I give you the Holy Spirit? So he leads us. Okay, I'm going to give you everything you want, but how much more will I give you the Holy Spirit? So at Holy Mass, watch what God does and you know, really focus on Jesus of the Eucharist. Become that living tabernacle. You know, invite the Blessed Mother into your soul. Invite your holy angel into your soul. No one is allowed there but you and Jesus. But you can invite the Blessed Mother. You can invite your holy angel. You can invite Louisa to come in and pray and worship and adore and glorify our God. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We'll have rosary in the chapel at 11 o'clock.